Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your host, James Easton, and tonight is our third episode with John Doerr, native of Brooklyn. That's Brooklyn, New York, USA, the world. John is a very expressive character. He knows his stuff. I learned this through various conversations with him. And so here he is. How's it going, John?
Okay, James. How are you?
I'm pretty good. It's Friday the 13th. Woohoo!
Awesome.
Yeah, so well, we were talking about a lot of stuff over the last couple of days. I want to mention that our last episode didn't get past the censorship at Yahoo, YouTube, and Google.
Right.
I put the
That's
show
awesome.
Up once, and it says something, doesn't it? I mean, we're saying the right things.
Right. only our second show, and we're already getting censored. That's terrific.
Well, luckily for us, the Blog Talk recording was able. I could put it up, and
right.
You know,
there's other avenues
to
get it out.
What's that?
I said there's other avenues to get it out.
Well, exactly. It's sort of like Dutch boy at the dike. He's trying to plug all the holes with his fingers.
Right.
Except the Jew, and he's trying to plug all the truth.
Yeah.
So anyway,
good luck with that.
These people are going down like fast.
I
just got some news that in Canada. Well, it wasn't in Canada. It was in Turkey. Turkish police arrested ISIS. That's Canada's secret intelligence services.
Okay.
For recruiting ISIS.
Nice.
So, yeah. That's big. I tried to tell that to my dad, and he flipped out, you know. Of course, cognitive.
Right.
I like to tell my dad
true.
He's cheap. Huh? Yeah, exactly.
It's definitely not true in his eyes, huh?
Oh, unless it's on, you know, CBC, which is gospel.
Right.
And, you know, and the CBC's in it, too. CTV... BBC, MSNBC, CNN, they're all fucking in it. But when the truth is the truth and it's too obvious, then they don't have much of a choice but to, you know, well, here it is.
Right.
So, I know you said you had a couple topics you wanted to discuss, and I think I should throw it over to you.
Okay. Well, I've just been thinking about... what we've been talking about the past couple of days and, in other words, there needs to be people that are really serious about affecting change, about what's going on in the world today and how, you know, the elites are basically running rampant and, steering the world down a real dangerous path. You know, for their own greed and
prosperity,
whatever you would call it, right, and control and stuff. So I was just thinking of some real good ways to affect some change. But the thing is, it has to be, in other words, organized. You know, there needs to be you know, like we kind of only touched on a couple of things, but, you know, there needs to be organization of masses of people, you know, enough people to where, in other words, if you have, you know, like a protest or a rally or something, that enough people show up literally that they can't arrest everybody. They can't, you know, like start riots because there's just too many people that it overwhelms them. You know what I mean?
Right. I hear you on that. That's why I proposed the march for the indictment for George Bush,
uh-huh.
Dick Cheney, and Donald Rumsfeld on Martin Luther King Day, of all
right.
days. I mean, here's
yeah.
the man who said, I'm standing on the mountain, and he understands. And
mm-hmm.
I truly believe Martin Luther King was enlightened.
Absolutely.
Need I say, Jr.?
That's why they
I
killed
mean,
him.
We all know who were. Well, exactly. And, well, that's why they killed JFK and any other person
yeah.
who has spoken
yeah,
out about,
and
about.
John all, Lennon and everybody gets killed. Anybody who promotes peace and love, you know, has to die for it.
Well, you know, I'm ready to die. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
They can come and get me.
Me neither.
I've said that
point.
Many fucking times. I've said it many
yep.
times, and I stand by it. Like, they can rip all my fucking toes off one by one. I don't give a fuck. That, like, I reached that decision a while ago. You know, I'm
yeah.
not going to be scared. I'm not going to be afraid. And
you can't, because that's what they're operating on, is people's fear.
Oh, fuck yeah. You know, if someone's like, we're going to take away your Nintendo if you don't, you know,
yeah.
to clean your room kind of thing.
Right.
Well,
yeah.
it's,
fuck
it's
you,
sort of like,
take it.
Well, exactly. Who needs a fucking Nintendo? I don't want to clean my fucking room. You know, like, but that's,
yeah.
that's a bad example. It should be more like, if you don't give us your taxes, we'll take away your house.
Exactly. Well,
no, that's
along the lines of the stuff I wanted to speak about, but go ahead, continue. It's the taxes.
Well, no,
money.
I'll let you continue, because if that's what you wanted to say,
okay.
You go
well,
for
basically,
it.
What I was thinking about, you know, I've just been pondering stuff, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, I've, you know, already been aware of this for a while, and not too many people really realize this, I don't think, is the fact that, you know, people think like the, you know, countries and, you know, their biggest weapons are, you know, military stuff, you know, atom bombs, you know, stealth bombers, all this stuff, you know, normal, what everybody thinks is weaponry. But
mm-hmm.
The reality is that their truest, biggest weapon in the world is the money, you know.
Right.
And in the sense that, you know, if you really examine history and stuff and all this, it's the elites that created the money, and the only reason they created it is to control everybody with it, and
right.
to propel themselves to a place of opulence. You
what
know,
does that
through
mean?
Taxation.
You've what? Blown me away with that word. What is opulence mean?
Yeah, I paid about $10 for that word.
It means like, I don't even know what it means. I'm just guessing.
Opulence means rich, very rich. You know,
oh, okay. Okay.
being in a high seat of you know,
power?
Richness.
Okay,
not even
okay.
power. It's just, wealth.
Affluence?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's along those lines. It's wealth. But so anyway,
okay, sorry to
interrupt. my thought was, the thing, the most powerful weapon that the people have to fight against these people is their biggest weapon that they use against us, which is the money. Because if you think about it, you know, everybody you know is constantly chasing the paper. You
right.
know what I mean? To live, to survive. This is the whole construct that they've made to control everybody is, you know, to survive, you have to pay your bills, you have to pay rent, you have to pay your mortgage, you know, you have to feed
right.
your kids, you got to pay for food, everything is money.
Right.
So to get to the root of the problem and to really, you know, scare the shit out of these, you know, turn the tables and literally scare the shit out of these people is to use their biggest weapon against them. So what
okay.
I propose is basically I know it's crazy, and a lot of people think I'm crazy, but at this point, the only thing that will work are really crazy ideas.
Yeah, I hear you.
People need to organize in mass, and literally it needs to be planned out to the point where people can be fed and everything, where people in mass, and I'm talking large numbers, literally just stop working, stop the machine.
Right.
And in other words, they would stop receiving their funds to propel their machine, which is,
right.
you know, on a crash course to kill everybody in the world, basically. So why fuel it? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What I propose is along the lines of, what I said yesterday is, I would propose something along the lines of, masses and masses of people just sitting in on Washington, D.C. and staying there and have people, come to feed and make sure, people are taken care of and don't leave and just basically shut the system down and stop their
That's
money.
Beautiful.
Stop the money and dead in its tracks, because that would literally, that would send all these elites running for the hills because they wouldn't know what to do. Because they count on this 100% is the money. They count on it. They don't even think about it at this point because it's such a control mechanism and it's so rooted in everybody. So that's, obviously it would take, a large amounts of planning and a lot of good people to make it happen. But,
can I just say this really quick?
Sure.
There are a lot of good people.
And
in
I'm
the
aware
States.
Of that.
And
there's
in Canada,
a lot of good people all
and in
over
Mexico,
the world.
All over the
right.
fucking planet. And they give a shit. And there's,
right.
People throw their hands up in the air and they go, what can one man do? If you take one man and you put him next to another man and another man, and they all do the same thing, then you got
then,
something going,
right.
man.
And that's where the power lies, in the numbers.
Well, people always sort of knew that. They just weren't organized enough.
And that's
and
the key,
got,
is the organization.
You got to consider the rabble-rousers, the bad guys that pose as a good guy.
Right, the infiltrators.
Those fucking – and then there's the scabs. It's almost like a union in a sense.
Right, double agents.
Where everybody's
and all
standing
that.
Outside picketing, and, people go through the picket lines to get to work. But they're fucking the system that was put in place to defend the people that are getting fucked over. And
right.
so those people
just
are going
to
get it bad.
Just a quick fuck.
Well, this is a brilliant fucking plan. I mean, I'm sure you're not the only person that's thought of it. It's
no,
it's
I know.
It's something that is arrived at. It's a conscientious concept that we're... but the way you put it was just perfect. I mean, we can play this over and over and over. We can hear it again and again and again. You said what needs to be said. And that is really, I just wanted to add, what we're like is we're in the Munstermobile driving at fucking 90 kilometers an hour, and we're running out of gas, and we're heading straight for a wall, and we're pouring gas in the tank so we can keep going. It's like,
into the wall.
What is that? That's fucking insane, man.
Right.
That's what the world is at right now. And
I understand.
I also wanted to add barter and trade, barter and trade your services and your skills,
Right.
Plumber comes to my house, fixes the plumbing. Okay. So I'll go over to your house and I'll
do the roof
doctor,
or something.
I'll heal your kids. Sorry.
I'm saying, put shingles on your roof or whatever it takes. Right.
Yeah, fuck, stop spending money. You know what?
Right.
This is the real deal. This is the real heart and core of all of it. Every
right.
money, every dollar you spend goes right back to the fucking Rothschilds. Every single fucking cent. And,
see, this is the thing. The money is fake. It's not even real.
Yeah.
It's not backed by anything. This is, they own, the United States. People think they're free, The United States is nothing but a debt slavery plantation at this point. And it's been that way since 1913, since the Federal Reserve, stole our money.
Let's talk about that for a quick sec. On the Titanic, the only opposition to the Federal Reserve.
To the Federal Reserve, yes, absolutely.
The Titanic sank not because it hit an iceberg, but because they wanted to kill the people that would stand in their way. And by the way, all these fuckers on the Federal Reserve group, commission, whatever you want to call it, are Jews. They're all Jews.
Absolutely, yes.
That's the way it works. That's how this world works. And, you know, it's the humanity has been ass-raped by the Jew for way too fucking long.
Right.
Way too long.
And I believe, I believe honestly that, you know, this is why they're pushing so hard, because they realize people are waking up to this and they're trying to get to where, you know, they have total control and there's nothing anybody could do anymore about it. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No. Listen, I'll give you this much. I think they thought that we're all really fucking stupid and that no one would figure it out, that they'd get away with it, that they'd have their new world order, and that they'd take over the world. Now, you know about the Samson option, the Israeli Samson option?
Yes. That if they're threatened in any way, they're going to blow up everybody. They'll blow up the entire Middle East.
These fucking
with their
Jews,
200
man.
Nuclear bombs that they claim they don't have.
Yeah. you know, they don't get it their way. They'll kill everybody and themselves.
Right.
That
because they're like little children.
That is fucking childish shit.
Yeah.
Sorry. It makes me fucking seething angry. I want to tear off fucking Netanyahu's fucking head and shit down his throat.
Yeah. I don't blame you.
Well,
apparently
Netanyahu's on the way out.
Yeah. Well, there was actually a coup a few months ago. There were people inside the Israeli government that were planning to kill him.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Too bad they didn't kill him. Well,
I know.
You see,
well,
I,
it would have been just another asshole got in there. It would have been another apartheid,
think,
you know, mass murderer got in there to replace him.
They'll just shove some other fucking asshole in there who has the same ideas. I read regular, you know, I'm not highly well read or, you know, but I do read a lot of shit. And I want to say that these fucking Jews, they call everybody else who isn't a Jew a Gentile.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're goyim. We're scum. We're not human. We're subhuman.
We're here to serve
them. They're the fucking chosen people, and we're just pieces of shit. And this is, you know, any old Jew walking down the street knows this. Can you walk around and, you know, consort with whoever they want to, and in their mind know that they're the chosen fucking person, and these other people are fucking scum. That is absolutely disgusting. I mean, and honestly, some people have said stuff like, oh, Hitler had it right. Well, on the other hand, no, he didn't. Hitler was a Jew. All right, and his mother was Jewish. Maybe he didn't practice Judaism, but first of all, let's clear something up. All right, being a Jew does not mean that it's an ethnicity thing. It's a it's a religious thing.
Right.
You practice Judaism or you don't. Now, if you practice Judaism, you're either a good Jew or a bad Jew. The bad Jews are evil and they plan on evil things. Now, the fact is that. There's this whole concept of like European Jews that were and then there's the whole Holocaust idea.
Right.
Holocaust means literally in the Talmud it means burnt sacrifice, and in the Talmud it speaks of 6 million people getting burnt to death. But when you look at these prisoner of war camps, which had swimming pools, they had delousing chambers. I mean, think about it. I mean, I actually just had a case of bed bugs. I know how bad it can be. I mean, if you get some kind of bug on you and you're confined with a bunch of people, everyone's going to get it. Now, what they portrayed, and they didn't have Photoshop back then, but they sure as hell had fucking, you know, very, very careful hands with an X-Acto blade or whatever to cut out images and put them into images and make it look worse than it was. And the fact of the matter is, I'm not a Holocaust denier.
Right.
There was no Holocaust. There's nothing
right.
to deny.
Right.
So it was made up shit. The 6
mm-hmm.
million figure was arbitrary. It was pulled out of someone's ass, but it actually
right.
comes from the Talmud. And
right.
the idea that people died, yes, people died. But you know what?
Right.
The Americans killed people, too. In World War One, they put a blockade against the Germans. Don't get me wrong. I'm not, like, pro-German or pro-this or pro-that. I'm talking human beings here, okay?
Right.
2 million people died from starvation in World War One because the Allies blockaded the Germans and all of North of Germany. They suffered, okay? Where's
right.
that in the fucking in the history books?
Right.
Now, General MacArthur saw fit to take a million Germans,
mm-hmm.
put them in a fucking enclosure, and not give them anything to eat
right.
until they all died. A million.
Right.
This is real shit. It's not
mm-hmm.
in your history textbooks, but the information that's available on the internet that you can procure
mm-hmm.
And cross-reference and double cross-reference, it
right.
will tell
make
you.
Make sure it's real.
Basically,
yeah.
the fact of the matter is, I don't give a fuck about the Holocaust. I don't give a fuck about anti-Semitism. I think all Jews can rot in hell for what they've done to us. And they did 9/11. And 9/11 is the thing that's caused all this shit. So
right. And
all
you have to look at is all the wars now, all the countries that we've invaded America after 9/11 are all surrounding Israel.
Yeah.
How convenient. Except for Afghanistan.
For the greater Israel
the
project.
Pipeline, right, the except for Afghanistan, which is the pipeline with the oil and fucking heroin to sell drugs across the world, which has been going on, you know, like look at the with England and China, you know,
mm-hmm.
The war way back when was over the opium,
mm-hmm.
or the opium wars.
Right.
That was so England could continue dealing drugs. You know,
yeah,
like,
you know, there's money to be made.
Right.
But the funny thing is, all this money, all of it, it all goes
uh-huh.
back to one person.
Right.
Evelyn
the Rothschild. Right. It's worth $500 trillion.
Yeah, that's more than everybody on the planet combined. I mean,
right.
now, if we were to do what you propose and, like, take the money out of the equation.
Right. It'd just go on a massive strike, you know. It's the same thing as the union.
Right,
you want to get tell the union heads that you're serious. You strike and take their money away, and it works.
Look,
because then they come to the table and
they
talk to you.
They're gonna be cowering in their boots, and they're fucking those people that fucking have been responsible for all this death and destruction. They're gonna
right.
get hanged. They're gonna
right.
get it.
Because, and I mean, the thing is, it's not the money. And again, because, you know, the money is worthless. It's just, you know, the majority of money now, it's cashless anyway. It's all just computer digits. It's the labor. It's the actual physical labor to make the world run. That's what's going to kill them. Because that's what
yeah.
they need for their machine to keep running is everybody, you know, working.
You know what blesses my heart is that I can talk to somebody in this world
mm-hmm.
who gets it, who understands,
right.
you know, all of it, too. And fuck it, I'm
right.
very fortunate.
Well, that's the thing. You have to look at the big picture. You have to look at the small picture and the big picture, and you have to combine them. And you have to get into, you know, these people's minds and you know, where they're going, what they think, how they, you know, how they operate. And that's all I've been doing for so long is just, you know, studying these people. And the effects that they've had on the world and human society.
The people that have their head up their ass, you know, the ones
right.
that are, let's go shopping and let's eat at McDonald's and let's
right.
watch a football game tonight.
Live paycheck to paycheck.
They're in
before.
For a big. They're in for a big fucking shock, a
right.
really big fucking shock, and
uh-huh.
it's gonna, you know, it's either that or they get their throat sliced. And or whatever manner of which they plan on killing us, but
yeah,
the point
the,
is
the
like
guillotines are in now too.
Yeah, the guillotine. In the FEMA camp, outside the delousing chambers.
Right.
Fuck, dude. This has, like, been going on for years, and they've been prepping for it for years. And
right. And this whole, a lot of it is propaganda, and, you know, they put these stories out about, oh, they got, you know, FEMA camps set up with guillotines and everything. It's to scare the shit out of you, to control you, you know, so you won't fight back against them. Because deep down, honestly, well, they're all fucking cowards. There ain't, if you fucking lined up 100 fucking elitists, you couldn't find a callus on one of their fucking hands. They're all fucking faggots, excuse the expression, they're all fucking cowards who haven't lifted a finger to do anything in their entire lives.
I'll just jump in here and say, I'm gay, I like guys, but I also like girls.
I didn't mean that, they kind of slipped out, I'm sorry.
Don't worry about it, listen, I want to say, there's a difference between a real man who's gay and a faggot. A fucking pussy ass piece of shit.
That's what I meant, I didn't mean
scumbag.
That, you know, it wasn't a slur, you know.
No.
To be politically
it is for
incorrect.
Me. It is for me, for sure. I'm in a position to be able to say that. And, you know, it's like if you're a welder and, okay, anyways. Look.
I didn't mean it.
I'm trying to come up with an example, but it's not working. these people that don't know their head from their ass, that have their head up their ass, that don't know their ass from a hole in the ground, that basically... continue on this mundane, stupid, fucking carelessness. Not only are they in for a big shock, but when it does finally hit them, I think they will wake up. And there's a saying, it's when you wake up, you're going to be pissed off.
No.
Because basically when you realize the truth of everything, it all hits you at once. And,
the truth hurts at
it
first.
Just, fuck
but
yeah.
Then it sets you free.
There you go. That's the beauty of it. When
Absolutely.
You're free, you realize, wait a fucking minute. Why have I been such an asshole my whole life?
Right.
And you stop being an asshole. I guarantee you, if you're awake, you aren't an asshole. You're a good person. It's just the way it works. But there's
Absolutely.
Things that happen. I mean, everybody has a consciousness, a conscience. Everybody has the good devil and the bad devil, right? We all have two voices in our head. And it's when you're awake, the good voice, 9 times out of 10, wins over the bad voice.
Right.
But nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect. So you're not expected to be perfect, but you're expected to be good, to do the right thing, and to help others, to be responsible, to care, to love, love humanity.
Right.
Listen, I want to say this much. This rock we're standing on, you're standing, everybody is standing on a rock. We're all here together. One little rock. If you take a camera and you zoom out, you know, a million miles away from Earth, it's a speck of dust.
You can't even see it. Right, it's nothing.
Exactly. We're fucking insignificant. But to us, we are significant. We are important. We belong. And, you know, these people who think that they're the only fucking thing on the planet and that they're the only ones who matter.
Right.
They got it all wrong.
They
got it all wrong. And they're in for a big surprise. That's what I'm telling you. So anyways. So it's your turn.
Okay. Well, you know, I totally agree. Like, along the lines of, you know, studying the elite, they just, you know, in the end, you know, they spread all this hatred and, you know, division of everybody, and they promote racism and everything to split everybody. When ultimately, all you have to do is examine them. They isolate themselves, you know, they only intermarry between their own families. They are the ultimate racists. They are, in other words, the epitome of everything that they look down at everybody else at, of being, you know?
For everybody who's just tuning in, we're talking about Jews?
No, I'm saying the elites across the board, just, you know, insanely rich people across the board. They basically, you know, isolate themselves. They literally look at themselves as a different species of human being from us, from the normal everyday person, you know?
Okay, okay.
So in that sense, you know, it's so hypocritical. And this is the base of all the problems in the world is because of them. They're the ones that are creating all this, you know, starvation, you know, all the war, all the suffering, you know, all the injustice in the world is all created by elitism, because they suck up so much of the natural resources, of the money, of the wealth, of the food, of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they leave everybody to fight over the scraps after they're done. That, you know,
I think it's a sadistic. It's a sadistic
quality
of theirs.
And then you get into the, you know, they're satanic. You know, they believe in devil worship and all that shit. You know, which is even more insane once you get into that, you know.
Yeah. The Queen of England has so much money. She has so much power and so much money. She basically owns one-fifth of the world's territory.
Right, and the real estate of one-fifth of the world.
You know, I have a friend of a friend of a friend who's like, oh, well, the Queen only owns this much, and she has these castles and this much artwork and blah, 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 blah. It's sort of like, to Rothschild is his $500 trillion ain't on the Forbes list of the top fucking richest people.
Right. He's never mentioned about anything.
The reality is that all these starving people in Africa, they can be fed, clothed, housed, everything tonight.
Right.
If someone would lift their fucking finger and press the right button on the phone to get the fucking assholes responsible to take care of it. You know, the money is there. The resources are there. Let me make something abundantly clear. This is the truth, and you must know this. There is an abundance on planet Earth. There is enough for everybody. The reason why there isn't is because of money.
Right. And the greed of natural resources. See, you know why Africa – see, do you ever think why Africa is still, like, you know, so poor, impoverished, you know, like – you know, it's one of the natural resource. It's a natural resource gold mine in Africa. You know, there's so much wealth
diamonds.
In Africa.
I'm just thinking of blood diamonds.
Forget
these
even
to the
blood
bone.
Diamonds. Right, but I'm saying, you know, like just all natural resources and it's almost like it's because of all those natural resources that the people are starved to death and kept down. It's because it's easier for the elites to come in and rob the natural resources, you know, and exploit the natural resources.
It appears that the next big war is going to be in Africa. They're almost done with the Middle East, so they're going to go for Africa. And, you know, that's just a precursor. That's for your information. I wanted to say this about gold, okay, and silver.
Yeah.
Gold is a shiny metal. It's shiny.
Right.
It looks like color of the sun.
Right.
The Egyptians used it for that reason.
Uh huh.
It's gold. It's a metal, so it's malleable. It's you can melt it and shape it, and you can polish it to the shine of the fucking sun off the sun. The sun can shine off it, and it's that's the value. The value is the sun. It has nothing to do with metal or gold or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And yet we ascribe, we put value on a metal that is as good as rock.
Right. Well, also it's the only other thing is it doesn't deteriorate. It lasts, you know. I'm saying silver, all precious metals like platinum, silver, and gold don't deteriorate. They, you know, like in other words, iron and steel will rust eventually and corrode. Where gold is so dead, the atom structure is so dense that it won't allow it to decompose like other metals. That's kind of why it's valued too. But
well, no, seriously. You're
absolutely right about the whole, you know, worshiping of the sun. You know, it's to the Egyptians and stuff. It was like the sun encased in a mineral on Earth, basically.
And, you know, and let's also just draw on the Egyptians for these Luciferian satanic assholes who, you know,
right.
stuck a fucking statue of Ra at a Denver airport. And, you know, these people love the Egyptians. They want
right.
to be the pharaohs. That is their goal. This whole
right.
New World Order thing is like, it ain't fucking George Bush's fucking explanation to Congress.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the New World Order's the rule of law, not the rule of the jungle. It is
right.
the total enslavement of every fucking last person on planet Earth.
Uh-huh.
And these elites who are the fucking pharaohs on the top who run the world. It's a mass.
Right.
It's total, utter, absolute control of the world. That's what they want.
Right.
Who doesn't want that somehow or another in their thoughts and thought processes? Like, I want to be king. You know, like, who doesn't
right.
think of that? Who can't
right.
even imagine that? Imagine this.
Mm-hmm.
People want to run the world and put everybody underneath them.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's happening. That's what's really happening. And if you don't
right.
think it's happening, well, like I said before, you got your head up your ass.
Well, and two, actually, it's rumored that, in other words, when Egypt fell, that the pharaohs, every dynasty after Egypt are the pharaohs. Like, in other words, Rome rose after Egypt. And it was
right.
actually the Romans that, you know, in other words, the pharaohs went there and assumed, leadership of Rome and then
yeah,
England.
The change
and then,
of style,
you know,
the change of culture, the hierarchy
but
stays in place.
Right, and it's the same, again, it goes back to the bloodlines. It's the same bloodlines that are
okay.
staying in power throughout the centuries.
Right.
In other words, they change their mask and they change their outfit, their uniform, but it's still the same people going all the way back, you know.
All right. This has been a really fruitful conversation. There was one
yeah.
tiny lull, but that you know, we need a little break every now and then. So, listen, I'm going to say we got 5 minutes left. I'm going to throw
okay.
the floor to you.
Okay.
I want you to let out whatever you got.
Okay. Well, to be honest, I just the way the world's going is very bad, and we're being strung along and taken along for a ride that is, you know, leading directly into a meat grinder, and what's being shoved down everyone's throat is what's behind all of this is a fake racism against Muslims, Arabs, the Middle East. They all want to kill us. You know, they all want to see us dead and behead everybody. And the push with this terrorism of the mind of they're trying to push Sharia law into America and into England and all of this stuff. These are all just ploys, you know. I beg people to, because I see so many people falling for it, you know, hook, line, and sinker, like you said, and it's just appalling to see how easily duped people are and how they don't use their mind and they don't critically think and they don't see, you know, the forest, the trees right in front of their face, how they're being strung along and used to promote this, all of this, that's only benefiting these elitists, because, you know, these people are the ones that are benefiting the most from all of this. And it's leading to one world government and one world army and a one world religion. And it's going to be the worst of the worst. It's going to be, you know, like China is looked at as the model for world governance. And, you know, it's just all going to be bad if people don't stand up. And I can't see any other way out of it at this point except to fight, you know. People need to stand up, and literally, if it comes to fighting, it needs to be done. Because what the alternative is going to be 10 times more horrible. And it's getting closer and closer because, like you said, you know, we're at the threshold of war with Russia right now. And it's not going to be long before, you know, things really just, you know, go off the cliff. And there won't be any turning back. So I beg people to really wake up and understand, you know, the consequences of what's, you know, right at our doorstep, all of our doorsteps, the world's doorstep. It's not just America. It's not just Canada. It's everyone in the world is going to be affected by this. You know, everyone is going to lose their sovereignty across the board. You know, there aren't going to be any more free people if these people have their way. And that's what makes it so important. We've already, you know, here in America, we've already lost half of our freedom, you know, half of our constitutional rights without even anyone batting an eyelash. And if that continues, you know, it's going to be nothing for the other half. You know, they're laughing at us. And, you know, Americans need to stand up because we're the last vestige of true freedom. And, you know, it's being stolen away from us. And we're not even putting up a fight. And to me, that's not American. You know, we're being hoodwinked and scammed into handing over our freedom instead of fighting for it to keep it. So in that sense, you know, I beg people to wake up desperately and, you know, to learn and to research and to listen to other avenues besides the elites, you know, brainwashing you constantly. Because look where it's led us. Look where it's gotten us. Look where it's gotten the world. It leads to nothing but bad, and it only benefits them. It's not benefiting you. It's not benefiting anybody except them.
Right.
And so that's about all I got. But I really appreciate you, you know, giving me the opportunity to voice my opinion, James.
And I really appreciate you giving your opinion. I wonder, I'm going to leave you guys with one last thought. It's the frogs in the pot of water, and, you know, it's warm. But they don't notice it's getting boiled. And at a certain point, they're dead.
Right. Absolutely.
So, yeah, you may not understand what's happening at a slow pace, but if you examine the last 30, 40 years of what's been going on, it's pretty clear. We're being fucked up the ass.
Right.
And it ain't with, like, you know, it's with a broomstick. It's not friendly, fun stuff. Anyways, so I think we're done, but honestly, I don't know when it's going to cut out, but
mm-hmm.
I guess we can call it a show.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, man. And
thank you, James.
Next time we do this, let's try it next week sometime, maybe.
Sure.
And hopefully we can get some callers in, but whatever, doesn't matter. And by then, you know, this shit's going by so fast that we'll have something completely different to talk about.
Absolutely. It comes every hour. There's something new to talk about in the world.
There's way too much.
Yep.
All right. Well, I'll let you go, bud.
All right, Ed. Have a good night.
Take care.
Bye.
You too.
Bye.
And that's our show for tonight. John Doerr is from Brooklyn, New York. True-blooded American. He couldn't have said it better. And than what he just said. And that's why I like talking to him. And he's a responsible, connected, aware, awake kind of guy. And he's like a role model and a leader. And, you know, maybe he's just a tattoo artist now, but in the near future, he could be guiding you to victory. That's what I'm talking about. All right, thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you later.